You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Naz Djougou-Olu. Naz, thanks so much for being with me today.
Hi, Brainerd. Thanks for having me.
So I'm talking to you in San Francisco, of course, and we're going to talk about some of your projects, curatorial and otherwise. What are you working on at the moment? I know it may be more than one thing, so feel free to tell me everything you're involved in right now.
Sure, so many things going on. So as you know, I'm the co-founder of Collective Çukurcuma. It's a curatorial collective based in Istanbul. We started in 2015 with Mine Kaplangı. And the idea was that to bring really creative people together in the neighborhood of Çukurcuma in Istanbul. But then we started doing international projects, local projects, performances. And it was just after Gezi Park protest. So we were really amazed by this moment of collectivity and collaboration. So we wanted to support that in a way. So our project.
Tell me again. It started when? When did this start? Right after what?
After Gezi Park protests in Istanbul, which was in 2013, so people were protesting against the government's action at the time. So it was this amazing moment in the city. There was so much hope, so much like the there was this hope for future. So like I guess unconsciously, not consciously, but unconsciously, we really wanted to reflect on it. So our projects are very much about that, this like collectivity and thinking collaboratively, thinking together. We have a reading group, so that has been going on for 3 years. We just recently had a meeting in Istanbul. I wasn't there, unfortunately. But we meet every 2 weeks, and we have these theoretical readings together. So it's, of course, a space for us to have these discussions, but also it works as a support system. Because it brought young people together from the contemporary art scene of Istanbul, and they started supporting each other, collaborating each other. And because it was such a difficult moment in Istanbul, it also worked as almost as a group therapy, I can say. So we had this reading group recently. We had a show called Flow in Istanbul, bringing together two artists, Istanbul Queer Art Collective and Funa Ye. And we did a collaborative thinking practice, writing practice together. So we invited the artists, and we were writing together, but we didn't really name who was saying what. So it was this idea of challenging the collaboration and the authority in the collaboration and how we can diffuse that authority. So we were thinking a lot about that. And soon we are starting a library in Istanbul also. So it's going to be this library in Istanbul at a non-profit space called Ekpichiye. And it's all about this like free access to knowledge and like creating this platform for people to come together, we can say. But I'm also in San Francisco, so I can also talk about my project in San Francisco if you like.
Okay, but I want to talk more about San Francisco, but I also want to ask you more about the funding for all of this. This is very exciting.
Sure.
You put together a collective. It's supported artists. It's supporting curators. How does the funding work for all of this? How is it made possible?
Yeah, that's a very important question. So in Istanbul, we don't really have any public funding at all. So everything is private. Even museums are private in Istanbul. So it's a very difficult place to be from time to time. And starting with 2010, there were a lot of funding from Europe, especially. But after the recent events in Europe, there is a lot of cuts from European fundings as well. But when we started in 2015, there were still some fundings from Europe. So mostly we get the funding from European foundations and institutions. And we also collaborated with a nonprofit from U.S. before, and we got funding from Turkish Cultural Foundation, Turkish American Society. So it's mostly international funding, I can say.
And so that is a good amount of grant writing. There's a lot of work just there in terms of funding. right?
Of course, yes. And what we do is that we also both Mine and me and Sarhat, who is the third person in the collective, we have full-time jobs, all of us. So we use it as a way to support ourselves as well, so that you have this time for what you are passionate about, in a way, to create that space for ourselves. But it is a hustle. It is difficult. It's not easy. And there is a lot of funding applications, and it takes a lot of time, as you know, but it's worth it in a way.
And tell me, and congratulations on that. It is worth it, of course. It's enormously helpful to the whole community, as you were saying, as well as the art world. But of course, that's worth it. And tell me a little bit now about what you're doing in San Francisco.
Sure. So I moved to San Francisco because I got a scholarship from California College of the Arts for their curatorial practice graduate program. So at the moment, because I'm in my second year, I'm writing my thesis on Ethel Adnan's artistic practice. I am working on our thesis show. But it was great because after coming here, I got a fellowship at the Wadis Institute as well. And it was really amazing because I got to work at their reading group. So it was also really nice to compare and contrast like different reading groups in San Francisco and in Istanbul. And also I made research for their upcoming project. And currently I am working at CADIS, which is an institution both based in San Francisco and in Paris. I am working as an America's Collection Fellow. So I'm making a lot of research for them about the artists in their collection and also writing about these artists. But it is great because, like, as a curator, you don't really have this time, like, to make in-depth research about the artists' practices, you know, because everything is so rushed. So I'm really happy to have this great privilege and to delve into the artistic practices and also learn more about artists from U.S. and in, like, from Latin America, Americas in general, because I know more about Istanbul and more about Europe and Middle East. So it gave me great perspective. I also recently finished working at SFMOMA Public Knowledge Project. So they were working on this project called Take Part. It's based on a 3D dimensional architectural plan of San Francisco. So it's so weird, so amazing. And they invited people at the public libraries to come around this model, the plan, and to think about the past, present, and future of San Francisco. So again, like to have this person, because being in a different places like has its own challenges. So working on these projects gave me great perspective about the space that I am in.
And let's talk a little bit about that perspective, because you are moving between such different spaces, and that's such an interesting project. So what kind of perspective has that given you? That must have been kind of remarkable. You're in a very different culture, mm-hmm. artistically, as well as, you know, culturally.
Yeah, it has been very interesting. I guess the idea for me to move to San Francisco was to take this time off, in a way, because I have been working so much for so long. You lose perspective almost, in a way. So the idea was to take this time off and to read more and to write more and to reflect back both on my practice and also the collective's practice. And it's what it did. Like, being in San Francisco gave me that distance, in a way, so that I can be more objective about what's going on in Istanbul and what we have been all through. But also to learn about this new place, and San Francisco is also at a very turning point at the moment. Like, so many things are going on. There's this, because of the tech boom in the city, it's such an expensive city to be in, and many artists are leaving, many art professionals are leaving, and there's this inequality that's growing every day. So to being able to acknowledge that and observe that, and to understand that every city around the world is probably going through similar processes at the moment, with gentrification, with like this growing inequality. So what can we do in our artistic practices that can reflect back on that and like have more care, more intimacy, more personal? How do we value that, and how do we create these chosen families? So it's very much relevant for my practice, I can say, what I am learning, and I'm enjoying a lot.
And so what's happening very next? I know today you're in your car, you're outside of school. What's the next
yes.
project there?
Yeah, so I am working on my thesis at the moment for Etel Adnan. So I'm going to have a meeting for my thesis soon. And she's amazing. I'm learning so much from her. But also I'm working on my thesis show, our graduation show. And we started it from Ursula Le Guin, the sci-fi writer, who is also a magical human being. And so we have been thinking about speculative fiction and to think about what kind of futures can we imagine in this city, but also all around the world, because the world is coming to an end soon. So then, of course, we started reading about ecofeminism, more Donna Haraway. So we are very much thinking about like interspecies relationships and like the places, like again, like thinking about this care and kindness for each other, but also for others who accompany us on this planet in a way. And we just opened a show called Sanctuary at a space called Fused Project Space in San Francisco with Hakkı Serhat Böcekli. It's a group show. And it's a reflection on our back garden in San Francisco, because after we moved here with my partner, we have been thinking about belonging a lot, like how we belong to a city, to people, like how do we define belonging. So this back garden has been really important for us. So we have been thinking about garden as a space where, like, of course, good things happen, but also bad things happen, right? Because there's so much control, so much authority. There's the gardener, there's the interspecies relationship. So it's tackling that in a way. And it's going to end soon on October 25th, if anybody is around. It would be happy.
And tell me a little bit about interspecies relationship. What is explored there? What does that mean exactly?
It's solid. I have been reading a lot of Donna Haraway's reading, and she talks about this like Kutula Sen, which are all these smaller organisms that live around on this world, and we don't really think about them. We don't really care about them, but they are there for us, and they even have the power to kill us if they prefer to, but they are supporting us. So we also have to support them. We have to value them and to create these relationships. But it's also a way to think about human relationships in a way. So you have to start from the small organisms, you know, so that you can reflect back on other relationships that you have. Yeah, it's opening up a lot of interesting doors for my practice recently. I'm really curious to see where it takes me.
That sounds very exciting. And I'm so glad we talked today. I want to ask you one more question, which is, what are you reading at the moment? I'm always curious.
Yeah, I am reading a lot of Etel Adnan because I'm writing my thesis on her. And Etel Adnan is such an interesting person. So she's a poet, but also a painter who is from Lebanon, but who was based in Paris and California for such a long time. And she is known for her poetry and also her political writing, but I love her poetry because it's about the nature. And being in California, I guess, like this reflection on nature came to me here. And because Etel Adnan also spent so much time here, as I'm reading her poetry, like I can relate to that. Like I can relate to the color of the sky in California, which is super magical, and the sun and the moon, and to reflect back on those ideas. If you haven't read her, I would definitely suggest to put her in your list.
No, thank you so much. I'm really grateful for your time and talk today, and thank you.
Brenda, thank you so much. This was great.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.